is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, go ahead.
I told the ROTC people that we have been playing Halo and Halo 2, you know, for about 2 or 3 years now.
Right, Justin, and when you say you've been playing Halo and Halo 2, these are video games, right?
Well, I don't know if you're familiar, people your age are familiar with it, but there's a number of different weapons that you can use and a number of different missions you can go on. It's basically sort of like house-to-house fighting. So anyway, we explained that to them, and they weren't really receptive, so we had to go to the school board as a group of students.
What did you tell the school board?
We told them that the ROTC people that they allowed here didn't understand that playing Halo and Halo 2 is really the same training that you get in the military, and you know, it's the same weapons training.
You really believe that?
Well, I mean, it's the training you receive from the ROTC, and to a greater extent the military, is going to be obsolete as these games get more sophisticated, and that's where our school board had a problem understanding it. But the same weapons training that you get in the military, we told them that they're not welcome on campus.
You don't want the ROTC people on campus because you feel you're already getting that training playing these video games.
Oh, yes, sir, that's correct. And, I mean, warfare in the future won't need conventional weapons. You'll be engaging in combat using, like, more and more computers and computerized missions. And a lot of the weapons that you use on Halo are more sophisticated.
Okay.
And where the problem came into play is, like I told the man on your show, is our school board president, Mr. Ackerman, is not, I guess, not really all that smart. I mean, he didn't understand it, and that's why we called for a student strike.
All right, well, just so I understand and so my listeners understand, we're speaking with Justin McElroy. He is a high school junior at Canyon High School in Northern Los Angeles County. So you feel the training, if you will, that you get playing this video game Halo is all you need, that you don't need the basic training that the military provides, because I got to tell you, military training involves a lot of stuff. I mean, it's survival, it's conditioning, and, you know, it's working as a unit. And
well, I mean, that's my understanding from the ROTC guy that we spoke with, and the guy that we told, really, we just told him to get off the campus but what I'm trying to get you to understand is that the wars that are going to be fought in the future by my generation and a lot of kids who are like us will require more of the training that we currently get doing, like gaming with Halo and some of the other games. So I understand what you're saying. So that's why we called for a general strike next Monday, you know, to try and get the point through to our school board president, Mr. Ackerman, who's really kind of, I guess you'd say he's sort of stupid, and I mean not smart like a lot of the kids that he's teaching.
Well, look, if you're getting this experience through gaming, what difference does it make if the ROTC is on campus? You don't want to join, you don't have to join.
Well, because here's where the problem comes into play. The ROTC people being here creates an environment where there's extra pressure from the faculty and the administration, as well as a lot of the parents to join, and it's like harassment. And so we told this...
What do you mean harassment?
Well, because we're underage minors, you can't harass us, and because that's what the law says.
I understand you can't harass. You sexually harass?
Well, no. I mean, you can't abuse kids, you know, because of the law. And so,
you're comparing them putting the ROTC on your campus to abuse.
Well, it's kind of hard to explain because a lot of the kids today, just about every kid today is probably smarter than the adults are, because adults are bad or anything, but we've had better nutrition and so on, and we understand computers, and it's tough to explain a lot of this to adults, because, like, this man, Mr. Ackerman, he's so stupid, it's makes me want to just be sick. And
do you want to be in the military, Justin, before he takes give our phone number? Just answer me that question.
Well, I mean, do I want to be in the military?
Yeah, I mean, would you like to be in the military?
If the military begins to implement these computerized missions and the computerized weapons, yes, I think it would be a rewarding career. But we can't make this Ackerman idiot understand. I mean, I don't want to call him an idiot, but he's and my mom's the same way. I mean, she's pretty stupid, too, so.
All right. Hold on. I want to give the number to our listeners and have them weigh in on Canyon High School. Who are the kids involved in this strike?
Well, all the kids are going to be involved in it.
You will not go to school on Monday if the ROTC is still there.
Yeah, that's correct. And we did email this guy Ackerman, but he's probably too stupid to even know how to download email. I mean,
you really don't like the guy.
He's pretty stupid, yeah.
This is the school board president you're talking about. I mean, I don't need to tell you, you can get in a little bit of trouble.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? You're talking about the school board president.
Well, but if that's the best they can do, I mean, they should. But he can't harass us, is all I'm saying.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. A general strike will be called by the students at Canyon High School on Monday to get the ROTC off of campus. It is insulting to the students because they're already getting basic military training, at least according to my guest playing the video game Halo. So this is not an anti-military strike per se.
No, it's not. It's just basically to let everybody know that we're not as stupid, I guess, as a lot of people who are joining the military right now. And I'm not trying to...
I mean, that's a little disrespectful to our military.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to say that they're stupid, but right now the average soldier you get is sort of, I guess, dumber than we are, because that's why we won't join right now, because it's not computerized. And you won't need soldiers in the future that are that dumb.
I don't personally like our soldiers being characterized.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to say that, Mr. Henry, but a really good friend of mine, Chris Sorensen, his sister joined the Army 2 years ago, and she's right now in Iraq.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she's just really stupid. I mean, I swear to God, I wouldn't just say she's about as dumb as, I mean, probably, I said to him, you know, it's probably good if she gets killed over there, because...
You said this to a friend of yours.
Well, yeah, because she's not really that smart. And
all right, let me say something here, Justin. I've been listening to you. Would you listen to me for a second?
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. I'm a little bit older, and I'm not trying to lecture to you. These are young men and women who are putting their lives on the line for our country.
No. See, now you're going to start sounding like my mom, and, you know, it's really kind of harassment.
No, wait a minute. I'm not harassing you, man. I'm giving you an opinion. These are young men and women who are putting their lives on the line. To say that they're stupid or not as smart as you is very insulting. They are doing a job that is a vital job for the future of this country and for the future of that region of the world. And to call them stupid, I think, is a little insulting for them. You may be smarter than them. I recognize that today's generation of kids is a way more skilled generation at many things, but...
Well, let me just tell you, Mr. Henry, that you make a really good point, but... My mother is really dumb, and I always have to program her cell phone, and I always have to show her how to use the TV remote, because she spent most of her time, like, I guess, dressing in tight pants and just acting like a slut. And I mean,
you're talking about your mom.
Yeah, but that's the way she is, and that's the way a lot of these people are. And I don't mean to disrespect the military or anything, but they're not as good as we are, I guess.
All right, well, the point being, you want the ROTC off of campus so that you guys are not insulted and harassed by them. You already have the skills, you think, to fight in the military because of your video gaming.
Well, I mean, you make it sound like we're, you know, like I'm joking or something.
No, but I have to tell you, you need to understand how absurd you sound.
Well, I mean, you need to understand how absurd you sound. You know,
well, how do I sound absurd?
Well, you're always talking about, you know, in our military, you know, they're putting their lives on the line. I mean, a lot of those guys, yeah, they are, but they are dumb. And if you think about it from the standpoint of social Darwinism, for them to be dumb and killed is not all that bad. We want to save the lives of smart soldiers. That's why computer gaming is a good thing.
All right, hold on, 1-800-449-8686. You know, this is like having a conversation with my kids, although at least they don't call me dumb, that they are smarter and they know how to use computers, and that today's kid playing an average video game is getting all the military training that he will ever need for future warfare. The kids at Canyon High School, knowing that, at least this young man who's their junior class president, are calling a general strike for Monday. The kids will not go to school, or stay out of class, at least, as long as the ROTC is on their campus, because it is harassing to have the ROTC there when they already know how to be soldiers playing the game Halo. Now, I told him, you're going to sound ridiculous saying that, and he says I sound ridiculous talking about soldiers that are too stupid to play video games dying in Iraq. I want to ask you something, Chris, when we are off the air about how this kid contacted you. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Vagisil for the mind. Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Justin McElroy. He's a junior at Canyon High School. ROTC has been on campus. The students there, according to him, want ROTC off campus because it is harassing and too much pressure. They already know and what they'll need to know in the military playing video games. You're talking about this game Halo. You say that it's like a house-to-house mission. I mean, how much, and we're going to go to some calls from people who are going to probably ask the same thing, how much like real combat do you think that is?
Well, I mean, first of all, my mom is like, you know, I love my mom, but she's really stupid, and she doesn't know how to download her email. And
But I'm not asking about your mother. How is that like combat?
But that's what she asked me. She always says the same thing, well, how's that like combat? And I go, how can you even understand what I'm saying if you're, like, of your generation, because your generation doesn't understand about everything that we do in gaming. And
well, I've seen my kids' game.
It's not like just sitting there and watching your kids' game and scratching your head like, I mean, you know, I don't mean any offense, Mr. Henry, but a lot of parents who watch the kids' game, they're like monkeys, you know, just scratching their head going, well, you know, like they're cavemen or something. So, I mean, my mom's really stupid, and she also is, I guess, I don't want to put her down, but she is kind of slut-like because she...
I mean, that's a hell of a thing about your mother is slut-like. That's a hell of a thing to say about your mom, who's trying to...
Well, she does dress in really tight pants and everything, and that's all she knows about.
All right. You're going to hear from, I suspect, a lot of people who've been in the military.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, what they did and what we're going to do in the future will be way better. How we do it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I don't know where this guy's getting off at, but I'm a former Marine. I was a sergeant in the Marine Corps, and I just got out, okay? And there's no way you can compare a Halo game to combat, even if technology does advance within, you know, the next few years. He will never see it. He's not going to see it. There's no amount of money in the budget that's going to use the technology for him to see. In the next 10 years, you know, he'll serve. He can only serve. He signed up to his age of 27.
Well, but what are you talking about? I mean, right now they have the weapons training you get in Halo. It's just like the weapons training you get in the Marines. Because if you've played Halo, have you ever played Halo?
I played plenty.
Okay. It's like house,
games.
It's like house-to-house fighting. And also...
It's not like house-to-house fighting.
Well,
you never had rounds coming down range with the pressure of making decisions which way you're going to go. It's life-death situations, okay?
Well, but there's
no pressure
the same way
at all when you're putting your little thumbs around compared to when you're out there in real battlefield. There's no comparison.
But
and for you to insult intelligence, there's no way.
Well, look,
you have not ever met some of these men and women who are out there giving their lives
just
so you can play those games.
That's right.
Just so you can be have the freedom to run your mouth the way you disrespecting people.
Well, no, I mean,
they give their life. Out
yeah,
there.
Okay, they're giving their life and everything, but I am going to be a better soldier because we'll have computerized training.
You have a rifle is what you'll have.
And
you're not going to have a game. You'll never see a computer, and that's if you qualify. That's if you're qualified.
Oh, I'm totally qualified. I'm totally qualified. Even how can you explain my palm sweating while I play Halo if it doesn't compare to combat? See? That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
I mean,
You know what, kid? I mean, I don't mean to call you kid, but...
Well, yeah, I don't like being called kid.
All right, you don't like being called kid, but this man's talking about the enemy firing back. Who is firing back at you in a Halo game?
The other players. The other players that you're...
You get to start over. You hit the reset button. In real life, you don't hit a reset button. You're dead.
But in the wars of the future, you will be able to...
You will not see the wars of the future. You're not understanding that. You're not ever going to see the wars of the future because you're...
Okay, then how come...
You won't, the technology will not advance that far within the next 10 years.
How come my sister's in the military and she, and I know she's stupid. She's even dumber than my mom. Okay, see, that's what I'm saying?
Your sister's dumber than your mom.
Yeah, and my mom is so stupid, she always asks me how to use the TV remote.
All right. Mike, thank you, sir. And thank you for your service to our country.
Good luck, man. You can only make your point so far. You know, he's going to realize someday the mistake
you don't get the kids today are smarter than you.
All right. Mike, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Tammy, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to make a comment that I can play a video game like I'm racing a car.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to go drive in the Indy 500. Just because you can play Halo doesn't mean that you can go fight in the front lines of the war.
I don't know if you've played Halo 2, but I've had some pretty tight situations, and I have gotten very scared. And
you got scared at a video game?
Well, I don't think you really understand how it works.
I don't think you would be as scared as if you were in a war.
Can I ask, was
bombs going off at you.
Can I ask you? Well, bombs don't go off at you. They drop on you.
Okay, have you been through puberty yet?
Yeah. Well, have you? That's a better question.
I'm way older than you are.
Yeah, that's why you don't understand, and that's why you don't get it about the computer generation. We're the computer generation, and you don't understand.
What part of computer generation do I not understand?
You don't understand us because we're the younger generation.
Well, wait a minute, man. I mean...
I'm 26 years old. You're not...
Well,
I'm not out of the generation.
Oh, okay. You're out of my generation. God, get a load of her.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean she's out of your generation?
She's 10 years older than me.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
that
you don't get...
I'm much more mature than you. I understand life and I understand the world.
Okay. If you understand life and the world... Okay, I don't want to be rude.
Do you pay any bills yet?
Wait a minute. If you really think you understand the world, and I don't want to be rude, but are you having sex or whatever?
Well, that's none of your business.
Okay, see, you don't want to answer?
You have a job. Wait, let me ask you. Do you have a job?
How many men have you been with?
That's none of your business.
What does that have to do with you playing Halo?
What?
What does that have to do with you playing Halo?
Well, you say you know all about the world.
How many men have you had sex with?
Well, what's that mean? You've had sex with, like, a whole company?
How many men have you had sex with?
Oh, that's really funny. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha. Then don't ask me a
question. You're lame.
Okay, do you have a
you're
job?
So lame, lady.
Do you pay any bills?
I don't need to. The computer...
How do you pay for your video game?
I won't need to in the future.
What do you mean you won't need to in the future?
In the future, all the training we're getting on Halo, you won't need to do any of that.
You don't need to get a job in the future?
No. Not the kind of job you're not a waitress job like the one you have.
I have an executive director job at 26 years old.
Not taking tickets at Magic Mountain like you do.
No, I make way more money than you're ever going to make playing video games.
I don't think so, but then you wouldn't understand that because you're way older.
Okay, you got to go to college?
All right, look, I got to take a break.
I don't need to go to college.
Why?
Because of the video game.
You don't need an education?
Not with the computers of the future.
You need to go to college to get the education to be a mature adult.
You don't understand.
Be a mature adult to live in the world.
Have you ever seen the movie War Games?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how do you like me now? Have you ever seen War Games?
I've seen War Games.
He hacked into a computer run by the Defense Department. Hello. God, these people. You're like my mom.
Oh, yeah?
All right, okay. 1-800-449.
God.
Take it easy. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 2 feet shorter than models. Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Does the video game Halo or any video game prepare you for military training? We're talking with Justin McElroy. Justin McElroy is a junior at Canyon High School. They're going to call a strike on Monday. You guys are not going to show up for school if ROTC is still on the campus.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, now, you've heard people say it's not like real combat.
Well, Mr. Henry, I want to just kind of break through a lot of the stuff that I hear people saying, because right now I'm at the Thousand Tree Mall with some friends of mine, and I'm playing a game. It's called Robot Wars, and I've killed, since we got here about 7 o'clock, I've killed thousands of people, and it has been really scary, and it's made me scared. And so all these people calling saying, oh, it's not the same thing. Like my mother, who wants ROTC on campus, all she knows is wearing pants that show everything and drinking wine with her friends and talking about how to have sex with the box boys at Kelson's. And
look, you're talking about your mom right now.
I know.
That's got nothing to do with what we're saying. It also is not very respectful to talk about your mother wanting to have sex with the box boys at Gelson's. Does your father live with you?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that, yeah.
Well, are they separated?
Well, I mean, my dad and my mom, my dad is, on business a lot, and my mom has all of her, suburban, sex monsters over. And
what do you mean suburban sex monsters?
Well, all the other women. In the neighborhood and stuff.
Man, you got a lot of anger.
No, I don't have any anger. I don't need to be psychoanalyzed. I just want ROTC off our campus. Otherwise, it's like harassment and could be sexual harassment.
I don't see how it's sexual harassment.
Well, we told them that they were harassing us, and this guy Ackerman is our school board president, is an idiot, and we feel that there may be some sexual things going on with him.
Well, dude, you're adding more and more to your story here, so...
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Well, I brought up the beginning.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Heather, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, Heather, go right ahead.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to comment that I can't believe you talk about your mother like that.
What?
Just because she wears tight pants and drinks wine doesn't have anything to do with being slutty or stupid.
Well, she's so stupid. Well, how come she's sitting there wearing pants that show every crevice?
That doesn't mean that she's slutty or stupid. That has nothing to do with being stupid. And
well, do you wear pants that are camel toe it all over the place?
Okay. I don't want to do this conversation, all right?
Okay.
I mean,
well, God. I've played Halo before.
Yeah.
And
do you do fest?
I don't see how that can be scary. It's not a scary game.
Do you do fests with your friends and stuff?
What?
Do you do fests with your friends? I mean, do you get people together to have fests and stuff?
No.
Well, then how do you know about it? God, that's what I'm talking about. I'm doing real...
You're the one that's stupid. You're the one that sounds
we're doing
stupid.
We're doing
the
real...
The way you talk about things, you don't even have an education, so what makes you think that you're smarter than everybody else? Because
well,
you play a video game called Halo.
Because I'm part of the younger generation, and we know more about computers and how things will be
computerized. Yeah, I'm a graphic design major, and I deal with computers all the time. So what does that have to do with this stupid video game?
I find that really hard to believe.
What?
Yeah, I go to Cal State Long Beach, and I'm an art major in graphic design. Find that hard to believe.
No, but I mean, you sound like my sister. I go to Cal State Long Beach, and,
Okay, look. This lady is a student who uses computers.
In graphic design, that's not the same thing as having to worry about...
dealing with computers, when you're talking about dealing with computers.
What level are you on?
The generation that deals with computers.
What level are you on?
I do.
What level are you on?
What level am I on?
Yeah.
On Halo?
No, on the graphic design computers. See, you don't even know what I'm talking about.
There's a level. It's called used different programs, like Adobe Photoshop and Illustrator.
Well, I got that on my computer. That's no big thing.
But it's a form of art. You have to be artistic to do that.
Are you, where do you live?
I live in Orange County.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you hot?
What does that got to do with
it? Nothing has to do with anything.
Well, I'm just saying.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
You're 17.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. You act like you're 17.
Oh, well, excuse me. I'm so, like, I'm not old enough for you and everything.
No, you're not. I'm 25 years old.
Okay, so you don't even know what I'm talking about. You're not part of the generation.
Yeah, I do. I go to school.
You're not part of my generation.
Yeah, I am.
What level are you on?
What do you mean, what level is she on?
In the game of Halo, there's different levels.
Yeah. Yeah, I said I played it before.
Yeah, I have killed
thousands. I was an experienced player.
I've killed thousands of people in Halo.
Yeah,
you haven't, and you haven't.
Yeah, my brother's played the game, too, and he's been, like, on the top levels. And
oh, my God, you sound like my mom. But you know, you sound just like my mom.
All right.
Are you don't, like, do you wear tight pants or anything like that?
What?
Do you wear tight pants and stuff like that?
No.
Why not?
Actually, I don't.
Why not?
Because I don't. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I mean, that's why I was saying, are you hot or are you big up top or?
Shut up, kid.
Oh my gosh.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Are you
big in the bra area or?
No, look it. I don't associate with stupid people like yourself.
Well,
let's. I'm sorry, Heather. Let's move to another call.
I just asked if she's big in the bra.
I heard what you said. Thank you, Heather. I'm sorry for the insult.
I didn't insult her. I'm trying to pay her a compliment. I'm trying to say...
No, that's not a compliment. That's an insult.
You sound like you're hot.
All right, Heather. Anyway, thank you.
You're welcome.
Probably a heavy C or something.
Look at kid. You're the one who's talking about your mom being a slut. Here is Paige. Hello, Paige. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Paige.
Hi. I was just calling. I'm in the military.
Yes.
I'm 29 years old, and I'm a little insulted, not only for you speaking of the entire military as being ignorant, but generalizing a situation in which you're not educated on. I think that the ROTC being at your school might educate you a little bit more on the rigorous testing and the rigorous training that we are subjected to on a daily basis.
What level?
And once you learn that, then maybe you can turn around and say, now I have an educated opinion of what's going on.
But what level are you on right now in the Navy?
I just bought it, actually, this weekend, and
no, not
I haven't started
it
yet.
What do you do in the military?
I'm an aviation tech.
Okay, what level are you on?
Ain't no level, kid. It's not about levels.
Well, it will be in the future.
Well, where we are now and where we're going in the future are two different things. And right now, what you need to do is educate yourself a little bit more in real life rather than video games.
Well, the military uses simulation to train the troops. So I'd explain that. Yeah. How do you like me now?
Because it's simulation.
How do you like me now?
Because it's simulation and then it's real life.
How do you like me now?
When will you ever hit the real life?
Well, why can't I do the simulation at my house? I can be on level 6 and it keeps me away from my mom, who's very stupid. And...
Your opinion of your mother really shouldn't have anything to do with your opinion on
but I don't want to keep seeing the crack of her butt, that's all.
What is going on at your...
Have a discussion with your mom.
Yeah, have a discussion with your mother.
With her and talk to her about that.
It's just the pants she wears.
Well, maybe... It's got nothing to do with anything, man, okay? Now, yeah, they use military simulation in the...
military simulation in the military.
Have a little respect, man, okay? They use simulation in the military... But then you got to go and fight the actual war.
But not in the future. In the future, you'll just kill people. Hey, is your name Paige?
Yes, I'm sorry. We have simulation in the military to get us prepared for different situations that may arise. And then when we're put in situations, we're a little bit more prepared for what may or may not happen.
Do you wear a Popeye outfit?
I'm sorry?
Do you wear a Popeye outfit or anything like that or...
No, it's not like that.
It's not like, well, Popeye wore a Navy outfit, so I don't understand.
That's the old-style military uniform. We have different uniforms now.
You might as well ask her, does she dress like Daffy Duck?
Not Daffy Duck.
I mean, who's the one that wore the hat? Donald Duck?
That was Donald.
Well, do you wear Donald Duck pants?
No,
she doesn't.
Like that for real.
All right, look at Paige. Thank you for your call, and stay in touch. So do you understand what people are saying to you?
I don't, Mr. Henry, and the strike's on for Monday. Everybody tried to explain it to me, but we're going to shut down the school. And because if they don't, then this guy, Mr. Ackerman, I could say that he touched me, and I don't want to do
that. Why would you do that?
Because we really want to get ROTC off.
You want to get ROTC off the campus so much that you're going to say Mr. Ackerman, the school board president, touched you.
If I've got to go down that road, yeah. And I don't want to do it. I mean, he's stupid. He's probably the stupidest adult I've ever met, next to some of the people I've talked to tonight on your show. And I'm sorry to, you know.
Well, all you've been doing is insulting people, so why would you apologize?
Well, it's just true. But if he doesn't get ROTC off our campus, I'm going to say that he tried to, you know, do something to me in his office.
I think, kid, you announcing it on the air here is going to indict you.
No, nobody's going to remember.
Yeah, they will. Here is Bob. Bob, go ahead.
The young man who has been experiencing combat in Halo.
Yes, sir.
I can assure you that Halo is nothing like real combat.
Have you played
I've
it?
I've been in combat on the ground and in the air.
Have you played Halo?
I flew over 131 sorties in combat. And my daughter has the Halo set. She enjoys playing it, and I enjoy playing it with her. You use the video games in the military to improve your eye-hand coordination. And it's used as a training tool. But it doesn't teach leadership. And when you are in combat, all those video games and all those technologies that are employed often fail. And as a result of it, you're going to be in hand-to-hand combat. And no video game is going to be able to simulate that.
Well, if you're in the Air Force, how'd you be in hand-to-hand combat? That's, would you fight the guy in the air?
Obviously, you don't recognize the fact that the Army has helicopters.
I'm sure you fought a guy out in the middle of the air.
No, he's saying that if your craft is downed.
Your craft won't get downed if it's on computers. See, that's the whole thing.
You do not take territory by computer games. You take them by someone stepping up, walking across that area,
across air,
occupying the area, and you do that with a combined arms effort.
Well, you don't understand.
And you, no.
I'm afraid you don't understand. You don't get it. You don't get the young generation.
And if you enter the military
with
that attitude, you're going to find yourself winning the wooden crawl.
Getting wood? Oh, God, how sick are you?
He didn't say getting wood, getting the wooden cross.
What's that?
Obviously, you need to do some more homework. Well, Thank you, Bill, for being on your show.
You could just tell
me. I appreciate the time.
You could tell me what it is, and I wouldn't have to go look it up.
It's a cross that they put on graves, okay?
Hey, you got to prove you flew sorties, because I don't think there's a plane called that. I bet you that guy's last name is Bowie.
Why?
Because his first name's Bob.
Bob Bowie. Get out of here. Bob Bowie. Justin McElroy, in the future, we won't have to have regular armies. We've trained enough on Halo. 1-800-4- What a moron that kid is. And he says that they're stupid. They're going to call a general strike, and if they can't get ROTC off the campus, then he's going to say Mr. Ackerman touched him in his office. 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And now, from Los Angeles, the Comb Over Boy Show. The Comb Over Boy Show. I'm not going to talk until I hear the music. The Comb Over Boy Show. Comb Over Boy. Yeah, that's right.
worldwide. Hello, Los Angeles, and welcome to the Cove Over Boys Show. It's a different kind of talk show with a different kind of host. Not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No, I am your host. And you can call us here at 1-800. Tom continues to suck and be employed by Infinity. That's 1-800. Tom continues to suck and be employed by Infinity. I will take your phone calls here. We've got a lot on the table, I'll tell you that right now.
Wow, man.
Yeah, that's right. Our program is for young people. Young people who are hip. And, of course, if you're young and hip, you want everybody to know that you listen to the Comb Over Boys Show. So make sure you get your Comb Over bumper sticker, and you can stick that on the back of your car. When people drive down the road, they'll go, oh, my God, what a lame ass. Yeah. All right. I don't know whether or not this has happened to you before or not, but I want to tell you about something that happened to me. And a lot of you guys out there, I'm sure, have had this experience. As you know, as everybody knows, every man who's ever walked the face of the earth knows, it's fun to dress up as Santa Claus, go to an elementary school to get kids to find, you know, that you find attractive and tell them where you live. That's a lot of fun. I do it a lot to relax. I get into a Santa Claus suit, put on the beard, put on the boots, put on the belt, the jacket, the pants. Get in my car, turn the ignition, drive to the school, find a kid that's cute, tell them where I live, and hope they come over, as you do. Well, you're not going to believe this, but today I got arrested for it. Somebody at the school, these sexually repressed people who can't loosen up and let the rest of us who enjoy sex call the cops on me just because I was dressed as Santa Claus and I was trying to pick up on underage minors. Give us a call here. What do you think? Isn't that unfair? Go ahead.
Hi, Comover. How you doing?
Do you care?
Yeah, I do. Hey, Comover, how come you, when you explain stuff, you go really slow?
What are you talking about?
Well, you said, I put on the beard. I put on the jacket. I mean, I know you're dressed as Santa Claus. You went over to the school. Why didn't you just say that?
Well, let me tell you, one of the reasons why I do that, and I'm glad you called, by the way, thanks for calling. One of the reasons why I drag things out is because I really don't have much material. And by slowly articulating obvious things and dragging the story out intolerably, I can fill up 4 hours and apparently not bore my core audience of dumb and sexually frustrated men, most of whom are queer for me. That's all the time we've got. I just dragged that one out. Good night. Phil Henry's back.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry.